So, did you see anybody messing with the exterior of the bus? Did you have any interactions with the knife switch underneath the passenger window on your brake there at Washington Square?
You know, I would say no way anyone could have pulled that off, but, you know, I suppose it's possible. And where'd you say it was located?
I'm guessing, this is what I'm reading from the manual they've given us, that it's it should be the area under the driver's window where you would do a battery reset if you were doing a battery reset on a regular bus. That's the place where we have the high voltage battery switches there.
Okay, I copy that on my side, under my window. So is it primarily that someone had possibly opened the door, or that they actually messed with a switch in there?
I don't have a good answer to that. So if you're not seeing anything, like the door is not obviously open as you're rolling down the road, it's not like flapping open. If you didn't have any interactions with it, it's possible that there's just a sensor that's bad and they need to take a look at it. So let's do this. How many passengers do you have on right now?
I'm going to say 16.
Okay, what I'd like you to do is stay in service until you get to passengers, and then from Milliken, deadhead back to the garage and go to pull-out repair, and they're going to take a look at it. If for any reason you have any more performance issues, any other lights come on, just pull over to a safe stop, give us a call back, and tie it up there, and we'll get help coming to you. But let's see if we can lease to Milliken Park and Ride, and then get you back to the garage bus for them to take care of whatever this issue is.
Okay, I copy that. Spot to Milliken, and then deadhead from there to the garage. Unless something worse happens between then and now and then I'll give you a call. Appreciate your help. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. I'll be clear at 1445.